The Ticket.
Podcasts are brought to you in part by Lewis Jewelers, the official jeweler of The Ticket and proud partner of Michigan Athletics. It's time for Sam Webb's favorite segment of the week, the Top Dog of the Week, with the Humane Society of Huron Valley on Sports Talk 1050 WTKA.
The Ticket.
It is indeed my favorite segment of the week here on the Michigan Insider on Sports Talk 1050 WTKA. Online at WTKA.com. Our friends at the Humane Society of Huron Valley do an unbelievable job of taking care of the animals in need in this community and finding homes for those that need it. Joining us to talk about this week's Top Dog of the Week and more is Wendy Welch from the Humane Society of Huron Valley. Wendy, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I am fantastic, Sam. How about you?
I am doing great, my dear, as I always say. Always better when we talk to you. Now, I think I'm back with the routine. So last week was a love train week. That means we are in the bye. Is that right?
You are correct. Yes, sir. We are in the bye. And so next week will be a love train week. So anyone out there who's interested in adopting a rescue puppy, definitely get on our email. You'll get all the information there and get ready to adopt next week, next Friday.
Gotcha. All right. Again, folks, HSHV as in Victor.org, HSHV.org. Go get on the email list. You can also check out this week's Top Dog of the Week. So let's jump right into it. Wendy, tell us about this week's Top Dog.
Oh, Sam, it's Spice. Spice is a white and a little bit of tan dog, and she is about 4.5 years old. She's about 50 pounds. She's looking like a pit bull terrier mix, but of course that's just from the way that she looks. I have no idea, and it's also from her wiggly butt. She has a she has that pit bull wiggle. She came to us, Sam, because her owner unfortunately became homeless, and so she and her sister, she has a sister, I'll put sister in quotes there, as Sugar. We've got Sugar and Spice at our shelter. They, of course, they get along really well together. We'd love to find an adopter for them together, but if we find, you know, different people, that'll work too. They can also go apart. But, you know, I mean, ideally, today's my birthday, Sam. I gotta tell you that. So today's my birthday. So if someone out there really wants to make me happy, they will adopt Sugar and Spice together.
Well, happy birthday, Wendy. Happy birthday.
Thanks.
It's a great month. Thanks, Aries. I knew we got a lot of Aries in there. You got a lot. Let's give Wendy a birthday present. Sugar and Spice. looking for a home, of course, as Wendy just said. If they need to be adopted separately, you can make that happen. But ideally, you can keep this pair a pair. If someone wants to see Sugar or Sugar and Spice, Wendy, how can they do that? What are your hours of operation and location?
Yeah, you can come see us at the Humane Society of Huron Valley. We are open for adoptions. You do not need an appointment. We have a huge, huge shelter that allows for great social distancing, and we have a fantastic HVAC system, updated HVAC system that keeps everybody healthy. And, of course, we're limiting the number of people who can be in our shelter, too, but fortunately that hasn't been an issue because it's such a big shelter. But we are open 7 days a week, so Thursdays and Fridays are our late nights when we're open 11 to 7 for adoptions. Saturdays and Sundays we're open 11 to 5 for adoptions, and Monday through Wednesday we're open 11 to 6. And we're located at 3100 Cherry Hill Road in Ann Arbor. I should mention Sugar is so cute, too. So Spice is white, kind of looks like salt. Sugar is kind of a tan, red-white mix. And they're just adorable. Like Sugar, for instance, just recently met a whole bunch of kids at our Thursday Little Paws story time. It was fantastic with them. They're sweet dogs. So please check them out on our website, hshv.org. Come adopt. Maybe there are two friends out there, Sam. Maybe there are two friends. Maybe the same person doesn't need to adopt them, but maybe two friends are looking to adopt, and they could adopt them, right?
Absolutely.
I'm gonna cross my fingers.
Absolutely, folks. HSHV as in Victor.org, HSHV.org. You can check out all of the, both Sugar and Spice, all of the dogs, all of the animals up for adoption. You can also check out the events calendar, and we always ask you to tell us what's on the agenda here for HSHV. Wendy, so what do you guys have coming up?
Yeah, so today, as I mentioned, we have Little Paws story time this morning for anyone who has toddlers at home and looking for to do something. Please come see us at 10:30. You can sign up for tickets at hshv.org/events. And tomorrow is what we love to call Sam date night for parents. It's Pets and Pajamas night for kids. So anyone out there has kids ages 5 to 11, check out Pets and Pajamas tomorrow night from 5:30 to 9. It's a drop-off event. You drop your little ones off at 5:30, come pick them up at 9, and in between, we're going to entertain them with a movie, an animal-themed movie, of course, and lots of information about animals and, of course, interactions with the animals. They go through, they have after-hours time with the animals, so they get to tuck them in at night. So it's a lot of fun, and then we feed them pizza and popcorn, and it's a blast. Less expensive than a babysitter, and so much more fun. So check that out, hshv.org/events.
Any low-cost vaccine clinics coming up, Wendy?
We do. Yes, we definitely do. This next one in April, I believe, is sold out, but we are just starting to book for the May one. So, yeah, check out all the dates on those at hshv.org/vaccine clinic.
All right. All right, and I'd be remiss if I didn't ask you before we get back to the top dog of the week. Walk and Wag, right around the corner. Tell the folks about Walk and Wag.
Oh, thank you for reminding me, Sam. Yes, Walk and Wag, yay. Spring is here, and summer is right around the corner, and Walk and Wag is May 15th, and it is our biggest fundraiser of the year. We so appreciate everyone registering for it. It is virtual this year, so you can walk or run wherever you want, or you can do none of the above, and you can just enjoy the festivities on May 15th. We will have a total virtual event online. We're offering some fantastic fundraising prizes, including a brunch box. So if you raise $75, you get a brunch box, which includes, get this, ice cream for your dog. And it includes pancakes and good stuff for you as well. And we just have a whole bunch of things planned for that day, film fest, everything, but you can only see all this stuff if you get registered. So get registered first. Go to hshv.org/walkandwag.
Biggest fundraiser of the year, folks. Again, help make it happen. The reason HSHV can do all the great things they do is because of you and your great support. So keep it going.
Absolutely.
Sure to participate in Walk and Wag, and be sure also, you know, if you have room in your heart, room in your home, consider our top dog of the week this week. Wendy, why don't you roll through one more time?
Yes, it's Spice, and Spice is about 4.5 years young, about 50 pounds. She is a wonderful dog. She is mostly white, a little bit of tan on there. She has those adorable pit bull ears that stick up and that wonderful pit bull butt wiggle. She is a sweetheart, and she loves people. And she has a friend named Sugar. So if anyone out there has another friend and both of you are looking to adopt, please come meet Sugar and Spice. You will love them. You'll totally fall in love with them. And, again, the Humane Society of Huron Valley is open 7 days for adoptions. You don't need an appointment. Just come on in.
HSHV as in Victor.org, HSHV.org. Wendy, as always, my dear, appreciate you taking the time. We will talk to you again next week.
Thank you so much, Sam. Take care.
All right. That was Wendy Welch from the Humane Society of Huron Valley. Top dog of the week this week, Spice, but, you know, has a companion, a compadre, a brother, and Sugar. So again, folks, be sure. If you have room in your heart, room in your home, consider this week's top dogs. We'll call them top dogs of the week. It is 8:17 on a Thursday morning. A lot still to go. This hour, Michigan softball is back. Brief pause there due to COVID, but back in action. And, you know, whenever we say this all the time, I don't care the sport. You know, whenever you're talking about a matchup with the Buckeyes, Ira, a little something extra there, my friend. So we will talk about that coming up with Hutch. We'll also talk about the Softball Academy as well. And Ira, we had our first interaction this week, our Zoom interaction last week. for the Softball Academy.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun. There were our team, the couple members of our team that have signed up so far, plus a few other teams that were involved. And, yeah, we had a great time. Was it last Thursday? Because we had that call. And then we talked a little bit about it. Miz and I talked briefly about it here on Friday. It was nice to get to, you know, a little interaction with Thais Gonzalez and Natalia Rodriguez and Julie Jimenez and Audrey LeClaire. I'm trying to remember the four off the top of my head, but those were the four. And we did not get into that they were heading into a pause. We didn't want to talk about that, but you could tell that they were excited to get through whatever they were going through to get back out on the field. They were disappointed they weren't going to play Michigan State last weekend. But they're going to make up two of those four games. They're going to get in a game next Wednesday at LMI Field and then a game in early May on a Wednesday up in East Lansing. So two of the four games against Michigan State that were canceled or postponed last week because of the pause, two of the four will be canceled. Two of the four will be remade. But it was fun. And it's going to be, you know, we're doing different things with the Academy this year, just like we did last year, but we have a little more lead time. I say they, because we're just kind of participating, but they had more lead time to kind of put things together. So we're having Zoom sessions with the players on our team. You know, we each have a team captain, and we're going to have some other these little events leading up to the actual virtual academy, which is coming up in May. So you can sign up msoftballacademy.org. But it's just a different way to get to know these student athletes. Usually it's on the field with them for a couple of hours. It's not going to be an opportunity this year. But it was a cool way to get to meet them and get to know them a little bit and learn a little bit about them and, you know, see where they are right now. You know, maybe, you know, how it's been like for them for the last year and change, as it's been so unusual. And so it was fun. And we'll get to do that again coming up in the near future as well, as will all Softball Academy participants at msoftballacademy.org.
Absolutely. So coming up, we're going to catch up with Hutch, get an update as the team prepares to get back on the game field. Coming up against Ohio State, talk about that and more, followed by Bev Plotky. Stay tuned for all that here on the Michigan Insider. Sports Talk 1050 WTKA, the ticket.